Later on today, I'm going to be live on my Rumble channel, an hour-long conversation with Alex Jones. And again, tomorrow for a one-hour sit-down about outer space. It's like a scripted bad B movie, some kind of a Netflix original or something. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu, and I'm talking about, of course, the 2024 primaries and the election and the debates. It's all just this huge movie. It's like a reality television show. So there's, of course, got to be a breakout star, right, of the Republican Party. And that would be not Ron DeSantis, it turns out. No, it's not Nikki Haley and it's not Chris Christie. It's definitely not Asa Hutchinson or Doug Burgum or any of these other weirdos or losers that entered the race. No, against the odds, the big emerging star is Vivek Ramaswamy, if I'm pronouncing that right. A man that probably none of you had even heard of just a year ago. Yet, according to polls, which are absolutely fake, of course, Vivek is neck and neck with DeSantis for second place. He was a far more effective presence at the Republican debate just a week ago. Now, a lot of Trump fans, for whatever reason, love this Vivek Ramalama ding-dong because Vivek does what other Republican presidential candidates won't. He never stops sucking up to Trump. He says that if he were the president, Trump would get a full pardon. He copies Trump's views on basically everything. And that might all sound great on the surface, but it falls to us to say what a lot of conservative outlets won't. So first of all, here's the truth. This guy came out of nowhere, and we find that to be extremely suspicious. And we don't mean came out of nowhere in the way that Donald Trump did. Sure, Trump took the GOP by storm without ever holding office before, but he had at least been a public figure for a long time with very consistent positions on many things. Vivek is quite literally out of nowhere. He's some obscure 30-something pharma CEO who's suddenly being treated as this major presidential possibility by all of the networks and the papers. And that should raise eyebrows, to say the least. Something isn't right here. It's also noticeable, maybe you've noticed this, how much Vivek is clearly just trying to pander to voters by literally imitating everything about Trump. Seriously, just watch this clip of him at the debate last week. Don't fret over what he's saying. Just watch his hands here.
Let us be honest as Republicans. I'm the only person on the stage who isn't bought and paid for, so I can say this. The climate change agenda is a hoax. The climate change agenda is a hoax. And we have to declare independence for it. And the reality is, the anti-carbon agenda is the wet blanket on our economy. And so the reality is, more people are dying of bad climate change policies than they are of actual climate change.
Governor Haley, are you bought and paid for?
I mean, the only thing missing here is for him to suddenly just start talking about China, you know, the way that Trump does. Well, we'll tell you the truth about what's happening here. Vivek Ramalama Deep State is not running for president. Seriously, he isn't. He's not because nothing that he says or does makes the case for picking him over Donald Trump instead. No, Vivek is running for vice president. He's running to be Trump's heir apparent. His plan, I believe, we all believe, the evidence suggests that his plan is to suck up to Trump so much that Trump puts him on the ticket, or if Trump has to drop out due to indictments or some kind of a health issue, he'll endorse this Vivek as his successor. So that's his plan. He'll say or do absolutely whatever it takes to bring it to fruition. Ultimately, though, he's not a person who can be trusted. Just a few months ago, Vivek didn't even have a policy on immigration. He basically said that he hadn't thought that hard about it. Here's the truth. If you aren't against open borders, immediately, knee-jerk, severely, and almost violently, you are part of the problem. You're aiding in the dispossession of the American people who can then be replaced by foreigners, foreigners like Vivek Ramaswamy's parents. We're also going to say another thing that most conservatives are too cowardly to say. America is a Christian country and should have a Christian leader. This Vivek character is a Hindu. He talks about believing in God, but he actually believes in a whole mess of them. Yet, incredibly, People fall for this trick. If you follow his campaigning in Iowa, there are countless people under the mistaken impression that Vivek is some kind of evangelical. He rarely corrects people's misconceptions. Why would he? They're useful to him. In fact, that line is Vivek Ramaswamy in a nutshell. He finds people and adds lines, causes that are useful to his goals, and then manipulates them as much as possible. So what's the problem? Simple. He sees the entire conservative movement that way. If he somehow were to become president, which Fox News is propping him up, what does that tell you? He would chuck conservative rhetoric the way a child chucks away a toy hat that no longer interests him. Morgan Ariel has a lot to say about this. Morgan is the CEO of One God Clothing Company, a fashion brand for Christ. We love that. She is a pro-Christian activist, and she joins us now. Morgan, thank you so much for coming back. We always appreciate having you.
Hi. Yeah, thank you so much for having me. You know, it's been a really, really weird turn of events, just to see everybody just start fanning over this Vivek character that, like you said, came absolutely out of nowhere. And the first time that I saw him a couple months ago, I thought, wow, he is a really charismatic guy. And I know that you compare him to Trump, but he gives me Obama.
Yes, vibes. That's what I was going to say. Yes, Obama.
Yeah, he's like a right-wing Obama. And he says every single thing that you want to hear. And he sounds really good to listen to. But I think we have to get to a point in this country where we don't care what people say anymore. We need to watch what they do. And in 2017, this guy started a pharma company, all right? And then he, in 2020, decided that he was pro-masked and he was throwing shade at conservatives. I'm sure people have seen the tweets on that. And then now all of a sudden, he's anti-establishment. Now all of a sudden, he's pro-America. Where was this guy back in 2020 and 2021 when we were facing our darkest hour and our darkest moments in this country? And it just goes to show you that I believe that people in America want to be entertained. They don't want to be led. They want somebody that can entertain them and tell them whisper sweet nothings in their ear.
So just like I said, a movie, a bad B Netflix series, a fake show where there's like stars. It's like a reality TV show. And this Vivek Ramalama deep state, this guy, he seems like some kind of an AI version of what conservatives are craving, right? Like he just downloads all of these lines and then just recites them perfectly, whether he's on a debate stage or whether he's campaigning somewhere or if he's doing his hit every 5 minutes on the Fox News channel. Why are they propping him up, by the way?
Obviously, because he's part of the establishment, and I believe that he's a WEF plant. Because he has connections. He took the funding from the Soros Foundation, and I believe that he is just there to basically create more psyops and diversions and basically, split conservatives and keep us in a psyop, because conservatives are so easily tricked just as much as the left at this point. And that's what I have come to realize in politics. And I think that a lot of people that aren't that invested in politics, you know, they just hear the talking points and what sounds good to them. And they're like, yeah, I like that guy. That sounds so great. But when you have been in it for a little longer and you pay attention to the plays that are being made, you know, it doesn't work anymore.
Yeah. He's fake. He's 100% fake. It's really easy to see. He's a complete phony. And not only is he possibly a WEF plant, but the World Economic Forum actually lists him on their website. And then it was deleted. And then he had to scrub his Wikipedia and scrub a whole bunch of other things and delete things and try to make it go away. Why would you have to do that if you're just going to be a forthcoming person? I have no problems admitting the fact that I stayed in the governor's mansion under false pretense when Jesse Ventura was there. I have no problems talking about the fact that I am unhappily divorced, right? Who in the hell wants to be forced into that situation in their entire life? I have no problems talking about the fact that I was a rapper and a hell of a good one, signed to a major record label. I have no problems talking about any of this stuff. This is part of my past. It's part of who molded me and who made me. And if I was ever going to come out and lead this country, I would be an open book. Why is he hiding things? Because he's fake. And the World Economic Forum and George Soros are putting him in this position exactly like Morgan Ariel rightly points out. You're dead on the money about this guy. He is a phony and a fake. Be careful. Be cautious. Stay away from him. I would venture to guess that he'll probably be held accountable at Nuremberg too as well. Morgan Ariel, thank you so much for making this so clear for our audience. We appreciate it. God bless you.
God bless.
We're seeing unprecedented criminal tax hikes, hyperinflation, a full-blown recession, and it's all part of the grand plan. The billions of dollars that Biden keeps sending to that corrupt, fake Ukraine. The trillions in new taxes that he wants to shove down your throat. The electronic banking system crash, resetting everybody to zero. Checking accounts, savings accounts, 401ks, IRAs, all of it. Zero. But you don't have to be a victim. Protect your money and get up to $10,000 in free silver to do it when you call my friends at Goldco. Goldco has helped to protect over $2 billion in gold and silver for people like you and me. And now they're offering you up to $10,000 in bonus silver when opening a qualified IRA account just for being a supporter of The Stu Peters Show. So whether you want to protect your 50 grand or a half a million or even more, this is your opportunity to protect yourself from our out-of-control, corrupt corporate crime syndicate. Don't be a victim. Call Goldco, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. Or go to goldco.com/Stu.
I'm going to fill this box here, and I'm going to try to replicate the indoor environment that most people face anywhere in the world today. The more energy efficient that we become, the more airtight that we make our houses, the more toxic it is for our environment. Our technology is vibrating the air at a rate of speed. Anything that is 0.001 microns or larger does not stand a chance in the presence of not only photocatalytic oxidation, but needlepoint negative ionization. We're sending out an ion wave that is going through walls, doors, floors, carpets, paddings, draperies, and it's synergistically vibrating the air, and it's going to drop it down to the ground as a biologically inert substance. Now, this is where you're going to come in. You can mop this matter, you can vacuum it, you can sweep it, but our technology is going to make sure that you're not continuously breathing this in.
Here's a question. You ever feel like your pain is holding you back? How many of you aren't able to go on a walk with your grandchildren because your knees hurt too much? This is the reality for millions of people over 50. They suffer from pain that can make it difficult to get around, to sleep, to enjoy life. But there is a brand new product that can help you get your life back. QE Strong Pain Patches are made with natural ingredients that are extremely safe, and they work. Just simply apply one patch to the affected area and you'll feel relief in minutes. If you're tired of living with pain, try QE Strong Pain Patches today. Go to qestrong.com/stew. Again, that's qestrong.com/stew. In every state that saw suspicious results during the 2020 election, ordinary American citizens have stepped forward. They stepped forward to do what elected Republicans were too cowardly or too corrupt to do: audit the results and expose fraud or the opportunities to commit it. Now, one of the most important of those groups is Voters Organized for Trusted Election Results in Georgia, or Voter GA for short. None of the states that Joe Biden flipped in 2020 was a bigger surprise than Georgia. And none of the states had more signs of suspicious behavior, from the way that election monitors were shooed away from the tallying process, or the mysterious burst pipe at State Farm Arena, to the standard issue of tens of thousands of mail-in ballots going to people who were out of state or ineligible to vote or dead. Georgia's 2020 election was a complete calamity. But if you want the best sign that the election in Georgia was completely fake and rigged and stolen, look no further than the fact that Fulton County DA Fannie Willis is criminalizing the very act of saying that the vote was rigged and stolen. That's what lies at the heart of this massive 41-count indictment against Donald Trump and 18 of his associates from DA Willis. So in essence, the indictment says that trying to question the vote or urging lawmakers to take action to protect election integrity was a criminal conspiracy, a criminal act. Well, Voter GA is not intimidated. In fact, while the state's governor, Brian Kemp, and most other state Republicans scurry for cover or outright support the persecution of Trump, Voter GA is stepping up to explain what Republicans must do instead. So Voter GA just held a major press conference where they did this point-by-point takedown of Fannie Willis's corrupt, sinister, republic-toppling indictment against Donald Trump and his political allies. In particular, they have done heroic work exposing what a sham Willis's use of the RICO charge is to create this massive conspiracy case against the entire Trump team. But Voter GA isn't just holding important press conferences, though. Remember, don't trust the plan. We have to be the plan, right? So Voter GA is very loudly pointing out, nothing Willis does happens unless Georgia Republicans approve it. Georgia has a Republican governor. Georgia has a Republican legislature. They have the power to defund Fannie Willis or remove her from office completely and shut this sham investigation down right the hell now. They could convene a special session of the legislature to do it, but so far they haven't. So what does that tell us about the real nature of the Georgia Republican Party? Garland Favorito is a co-founder of Voter GA. He's a career IT professional with 4 decades of experience, and he joins us now to talk more about this. Garland, thank you so much for coming back. We always appreciate having you. So, I mean, is there any more evidence that we need at this point to just outright say, look, the election was 100% stolen. Fannie Willis is a criminal using this RICO case against Trump to criminalize any dissent or just any questions, asking the government to redress our grievances?
Stu, you hit the nail on the head. That's exactly what's going on. And in addition, she's trying to bankrupt her political adversaries in the process, to try to inflict as much damage as she can. And I'm just amazed that she is going along with this lie. She doesn't realize that the majority of people in Georgia know that she's lying about the election. They all know that there was fraud, errors, and irregularities in the election. In fact, the Senate Judiciary Subcommittee said that there was so much systemic fraud, errors, and irregularities that the election should have never been certified.
Well, of course not. Yeah. So we have criminals there. We know what Fannie Willis is. She's a criminal. But what do we do about it now? So you're calling on the Republican Party, which so far has proven itself to be feckless and neutered and cowardly. What could they do right now? Am I right? Could they call a special session? Could they defund her? Could they remove her? Could they fire her? Could they jail her?
You're absolutely right, Stu. And it's to go down the line. The governor has the authority, constitutional authority, to ensure that the laws of the state are enforced and upheld properly. As you've already explained, he is feckless and cowardly. He's not going to do anything. Then the next mantle falls to the Georgia Attorney General, Chris Carr, who has unbridled authority to investigate anything to do with the affairs of the state. And of course, this is the affairs of the state. And as you know, in the past, and I've probably said before, Chris Carr is not going to do anything. So now the mantle falls to the Georgia State Legislature. They have impeachment power. The House of Representatives have a simple impeachment power to over any judicial officer in the state of Georgia. And they can certainly vote for impeachment. And that is what we have called on them to do in order to rectify this incredibly unjust situation.
So what's been the response from the legislators?
For the most part, it's been crickets. One state senator, Colton Moore, who you probably know, has led the charge here. There's another representative that's going to step up as well, and they're going to lead the impeachment charge here in Georgia. I believe that you'll be hearing a press conference perhaps as soon as tomorrow about that at the Capitol. And they are going to take it upon themselves to force the Georgia General Assembly, who is a Republican majority, as you have said, Stu, to actually stand up for their own constituents and ensure that there is a secure 2024 election and to stop this absurd, tyrannical prosecution of innocent people.
We have the absence of the rule of law, and Georgia is leading the charge in ushering in full authoritarianism via Marxist coup. They're stealing our entire country. Our entire constitutional republic is being stolen at the hands of this so-called Republican governor, Brian Kemp. So why is he going to do nothing? Why is the attorney general going to do nothing? And if they're going to do nothing, and if it's crickets from the legislature, then what are Georgians supposed to do at this point?
Well, that's a great question, Stu, but I don't believe there will be crickets from the legislature. I believe that we can, and we've already started the process of having a statewide activism to go to each and every individual legislature and request or demand that they stand up for their own constituents. Their constituents want honest, secure elections, and they are all going to want Fannie Willis to be investigated and even prosecuted for the prosecutorial misconduct that she has imposed upon the people of Georgia.
Do you really believe that that'll ever happen? Do you really believe that no matter how loud the constituency screams, that she will ever be like arrested and prosecuted? I mean, is that even really on the table?
Well, I can't say about prosecution and investigation. However, I do believe that there is enough evidence and enough demand in Georgia to force the legislators to impeach her.
Okay, so let's say that they impeach her. Then what? I mean, Donald Trump faces charges in many other states, many other jurisdictions. There's more to come, according to, you know, United States Congress people who are cheering this on. So what if she gets impeached? I mean, somebody else is just going to pick up the ball and run with it, right? I mean, what political solution is there really? Is there really a political solution?
Well, I believe there is. I mean, the legislature has not only impeachment power for Fannie Willis, but they can simply go after this entire Fulton County attorney's office is a racket in itself. They are the ones that are committing the acts of racketeering by going after these 19 individuals and claiming that there's some kind of criminal enterprise or organization. So I'm gonna at least give the legislators a benefit of the doubt until they go on record and then say that they're not gonna do anything. It's gonna be hard for me to imagine that that's gonna happen because their constituents are really already screaming at them loudly and asking for them to secure the 2024 election.
Where are millions of Georgians, by the way? Why aren't these people gathered en masse, in person, physically, on the steps of, you know, your state house? I mean, where are the Georgia? What overwhelmingly do they agree that this is a sham, that this is a communist overtaking? I mean, do they understand that Trump is being targeted, and by extension, that means they are being targeted?
Absolutely. I believe they do, Stu, and I think that they will turn out en masse tomorrow at the Capitol for a press conference that's being held there. And we're going to find out where they stand. But the people, it's not the people that are the problem. It's what you said earlier, and that is it's the legislature, it's the officials who are cowardly and feckless, and they will not stand up.
No, you're right. No. If I said that, I want to correct that. I don't want that to be. I never said the people were the problem. No, the people have to be the solution.
Exactly.
So what I'm saying is I'm encouraging all of these people in Georgia. Look, you can't just go home and watch Baywatch reruns. You know, you can't just go, you know, to the soccer practice and make your juicy chicken breasts for the family and steam your broccoli, you know, and just go on with life as if none of this is happening, because your children won't have a future if you don't show up and get in the face of these people. We have to be in their face. We have to go on the offense here. We cannot be afraid to make sacrifices. And just showing up is basically signing up to make a sacrifice, as we saw on January 6th. They'll jail you. They'll put you in the physical or the digital or the, you know, virtual gulag, if just for showing up. If contesting or questioning the veracity of an election is a criminal offense in the eyes of, you know, Georgia prosecutorial authorities, then yes, showing up is taking a risk. It's making a sacrifice. But if you don't do it, what's going to happen, Garland? What's going to happen if Georgians don't show up?
Well, first of all, I think they are going to show up because they're not as cowardly and feckless as our leadership. So I believe that they will show up. If they don't, you know, we'll see what happens. But right now, Stu, there is a statewide groundswell of support for Donald Trump, but for election integrity. It's en masse. I think you might have known that the entire Republican executive officers board was swept with election integrity advocates back in June at the state convention, and they are advocating for our cause, and it's contagious. Mm-hmm. The courageousness that a lot of the folks here on the, in the ground are and the grassroots are showing is really, really contagious. And I think it's spreading like wildfire. We're going to see where it goes. But I believe that we have the groundswell of support that can generate the pressure that's needed on the legislature.
The groundswell needs to turn into a shooting geyser, an overflowing volcano exploding in the faces of these legislators, demanding that they pick up the sword and fight for them. I've got to run. My countdown timer's on here. Where can people go to find information on tomorrow's gathering at the Capitol?
Well, the gathering will be at 11 o'clock at the Capitol. It's sponsored by the Freedom Caucus here in Georgia. So we'll be down there, and we will get it up posted on voterga.org as well. And thank you, Stu, for having us on.
Yeah, of course. VoterGA.org. Go to VoterGA.org. Garland Favorito, thank you so much for being here. Georgians, this is your time right now. Tomorrow is your time. Make sure that your voices are heard en masse. Do not be silenced. Do not be intimidated. Do not be fearful. We shall not fear. We need to be the plan. More of the Stu Peters Show next.
What if I told you there was a hostile alien species that controls your appetite, sleep, and focus? Invaders that urinate and defecate throughout your body whenever they are hungry. They will give you headaches, make you depressed, and even angry if they don't get what they want. We call them parasites, and they are the root cause of many health issues that result in pain, suffering, and death. It is time to purge suddenly. It's you or them. Make your move now.
At some point, we've all been sold a big lie, including yours truly. It's called the protein lie. Starting in the 1980s, supplement companies began pushing massive protein consumption. We all believed that more protein equaled more muscle growth. I'm here to tell you that's a big fat lie. No surprise. Let's say that you eat an 8-ounce chicken breast. You're consuming about 40 grams of protein. However, just because something contains 40 grams of protein doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to absorb all 40 grams. No, without enzymes, most of it ends up in your toilet bowl. So if you don't have a sufficient supply of enzymes to digest the protein, your muscles will be starving for those vital building blocks. That's why it's crucial that you take a high-quality enzyme. The one that I trust and use myself is called Masszymes by Bioptimizers. Masszymes is a full-spectrum enzyme formula with more proteins than any other commercially available, with 5 different kinds of proteins. You can try it today, risk-free. Their 365-day full money-back guarantee is the gold standard in the industry. When you go to bioptimizers.com/stew, be sure to enter the coupon code STUPETERS10 to get an extra 10% off of your order at bioptimizers.com/stew. Heart disease, blood clots, strokes, kidney failure. These can all be found on the back of an ibuprofen bottle listed as side effects. And to top it all off, ibuprofen doesn't even get to the main cause of your pain and swelling problems. It's only temporary relief. It's only masking the true problem, which is inflammation. It's not only ineffective, it's expensive and downright dangerous, especially for seniors to be popping ibuprofen pills. That's why researchers are saying to add this Antarctic supernutrient to your diet. These are omega-3 fatty acids sourced from wild-caught krill. The omega-3 content from krill oil has been shown to support healthy blood pressure, circulation, brain health, as well as reduce inflammation, swelling, and joint pain. In fact, it can outperform ibuprofen, Advil, and Tylenol. And it doesn't have the dangerous side effects mentioned above either. Better yet, for a limited time, you can grab Native Path Antarctic Krill Oil for as low as $23 a bottle. Just go to StopMyInflammation.com right now to get your special offer for being a part of my audience. StopMyInflammation.com. Some of the most heroic people throughout the entire COVID scamdemic, biowarfare attack, open declaration of war by a fake government murderous corporate crime syndicate against America's own people. Some of the most heroic people throughout the entire thing have been America's Italians. The kind of people who call out bullshit, who don't let themselves get bullied or bossed around. Now, one of those Italian heroes is Tony Roman. He's the owner of Basilico's Italian restaurant in Huntington Beach, California. Now, we've had Tony on the show several times to support his work defying California lockdowns and vaccine mandates. Well, instead of obeying mask requirements, Tony banned masks. Yeah, you got a mask on? Can't come in. Not welcome here. Instead of demanding proof of vaccination, Tony asked for diners who were unvaccinated because he didn't want to serve the kind of terrified people who take clot shots at the demand of tyrants, nor did he want to be shed upon, of course. That particular order didn't get him just national attention, but gave him the opportunity to directly humiliate CNN's loser host, Christopher Cuomo.
I'm pro-freedom, anti-tyranny, okay? And, you know, maybe the conversation should really be between me and your brother. That's what I'm thinking.
Maybe so. You're pro-freedom, but people can't wear masks. Tony, it doesn't make sense. It really doesn't. I gave you a chance to make the case. I wish you well. I hope your family stays safe.
I made my case. You didn't have much to say. You didn't have much to say.
I mean, so I honestly, you sound like an idiot, so there's not much to say. But, Tony, good luck with it. See you.
And so do you.
Yeah. Only for having you on the show. That was my only mistake.
But in Joe Biden's America, no act of heroism goes unpunished. Tony just contacted us to inform us that OSHA, yes, OSHA, has raided his bank account and seized more than $100,000 that he needs to keep his employees paid and his restaurant operating. OSHA. It's an outrage. That should be one of the biggest stories in America right now, but no, it's not, because tyranny has simply become a matter of course. Tony Roman is here to tell us more about this, and he joins us now. Thank you, Tony, for coming back. I've been saying that I have to get out there, but OSHA? Really? OSHA?
Stu, it's good to be with you as always. First I want to say, you're always a true brother in arms. You're always the first in the media to stand with me without hesitation ever when I'm fighting the enemy. I think you'd make Paul Revere really, really proud. But yeah, OSHA. So, as you know,
what about William Wallace? What about William Wallace? I think that's what this country needs.
Absolutely. Yeah. There you go.
We don't need another president or some other fake phony politician or candidate here, like a Vivek Lama Ding Dong. We need a William Wallace. That's what we need. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Tell me about OSHA.
I like the violence. As you know, in defense of liberty and freedom always, in defense of our traditions, our culture, we've been waging a war against anyone who attacks our beliefs, our values, and their principles. And we are committed always to destroying our woke worshiping enemies. And when we took our stand on against the lockdowns and on March 19, 2020, the first day, we didn't wait 15 days. We didn't wait 15 seconds. Okay. We went on the attack immediately. So, we ban masks, like you said. We don't even let you wear, you cannot even wear a mask on the patio within the boundaries of the property line. Because to us, that's an insult. That's an invasion. So we banned them. And with the vaccines, we basically had a policy where you had to prove that you were unvaccinated. Now think about that. You had to prove you're unvaccinated.
That'll be the case for everybody everywhere in the very near future, by the way.
It was our way of hitting back. And sure enough, OSHA came. I mean, we got hit by everybody, state, city, county, feds, people threatened to burn the restaurant down, kill me, the media, Hollywood. When we put up our big giant billboard in LA that said, leave the mask, take the cannoli. We did the big, big giant painted mural in Venice Beach that said, leave the vax, take the cannoli. Just kind of hitting back every chance that we possibly could and taunt, mock, and shame the enemies at every opportunity. So OSHA comes late in 2020, and they warn us, let us in or we'll come back with a warrant. I mean, so you're not getting in, man. You are not getting in. They come back again in January 2021 with a warrant, with the cops, threatening to get in. And we said, you're not getting in. We stonewalled them again. We shame them when they were standing in front of our restaurant, educating them, mocking them, and schooling them until they left. And they left, and that was the end of it. So it's been 21, 22, almost 3 years. And the other day, I get a notice on my phone that we have a zero balance in the operating account that we use to run the business, pay our employees, pay our vendors, just to keep the doors open.
So they drained it 100% all the way down to zero.
They drained it, and they warned us they're coming for the rest.
What's the rest? The rest of what?
They're trying to get over $185,000 from us. And as you know, in the restaurant industry, the profit margins are razor thin. In fact, if you break even, you're lucky. Now, I built this restaurant. I didn't come from the restaurant industry. When my mother fell ill, I built this restaurant as a gift to her because she had one for 18 years. She got sick. I built her a new one so she could enjoy it, put in the systems and management so it would run itself. And it was a tribute to her, to honor her. She got to enjoy it for five years. She passed away into March, devastating. I'm still really, really heartbroken over it.
Sorry.
Stuff to get over. Yeah. And to me, these people are insulting the memory of my mother too. They won't let her rest in peace, right? and they don't give a shit. So for me, without disclosing what I'm about to do next, because I want to catch them by surprise, it's wartime all over again.
Yeah, in the words of Lil Wayne, real G's move in silence like lasagna, which you probably also know very well. Lasagna is probably a good game for you. Let me just ask you, what is it that they're justifying this seizure with? What is the reason or the justification for robbing you of $180,000+?
Well, it's just in defiance of everything, you know.
So OSHA, I mean, this is like a workplace safety organization.
That's right. Everything right? Lockdown related. That's what they're citing us for. And I didn't acknowledge them at all. I mean, when they left, that was the end of it for me. You know, I'm not going to acknowledge the enemy when they have no authority.
So there's a district court judge in the Huntington Beach, California area who ruled that OSHA has the authority, or a federal judge, I guess, that said that, yes, they have the authority to go and seize your bank account.
We never received a judgment from the court. So we don't even know how they did it.
No notice, no hearing, no order, no signature, no nothing.
Even when they served the warrant, they didn't have a signature on it. But even if they did, I tell people this every day when they come to me and try to say, you know, you did the right thing because it wasn't a law. Wait. I don't give a if it was a law or not. We are obligated to defy unjust laws. If you tell them, okay, you know what? It's not a law. So we're not going to obey. What you're essentially telling them is go back, make it a law, come back, then I have to obey, right? So you have to always say, I don't give a damn. It's unjust. We're going to defy always. We're not going to give you any authority over us. We're not going to go and bend a knee ever. We're not going to kiss your ass, right? And when they go away, they then, you know, people seem to think that when the enemy softens, then the war's over and they relax. They turn their heads. They pay attention only to their own selfish, you know, interests, right? And when you're not looking, the enemy strikes again. They're a bunch of jackals. You're like a lion, right? They're like jackals, waiting at the door, waiting to find you alone to pounce on you, right? So they're sort of like a vampire. And the only way you can defeat them is driving a f-ing stake through their hearts.
Yeah.
You know, that's the only way we're going to, annihilate them.
Yeah, that's right. Extreme accountability. And to your reference about jackals and hyenas, these are cowards. They pack up. They can't ever travel alone. They oftentimes ambush at nighttime. They wait for you to be lame or injured or hurt or cut or dead. And then they come in for the scraps and they rob and they steal and they take from, you know, you go and you make your kill and then they have to swoop in with their entire gang and come and try to take all of your stuff. And that's what these federal government bureaucracies are all about right now. They're criminal corporate crime syndicates, right, that are coming after the lame and the weak and the mentally programmed, but you refuse to be one of them. So what is your message to the people today?
Again, the message to the people is like I did in the beginning. I ask people, join me in the fight. And I think the biggest problem that we have, there's a lot of stolen valor out there, mm-hmm. right? A lot of people come to me and they'll say, oh, I know this other guy. He stood up too. No, he didn't. He made masks optional, right? He fought for outdoor dining only. He darkened his doors and made it a speakeasy. That's not standing up. The problem we have, I think, is that we need a unified standard of fighting that we all meet.
Yeah, be ungovernable, right? I mean, just completely ignore all of the unconstitutional, overreaching communistic edicts of this tyrannical regime.
Not only ignore it, but laugh in their face and mock them and taunt them and shame them and then go on the attack. We are not in a position right now where just taking back ground is enough and holding. We need to advance. We need to push them off the cliff and put our foot on their necks and crush the life out of them.
Yes.
That's the only way.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you 100%. Right. That has been the mantra of this program since we got here, dog off of a leash. Yeah, go attack, be on the offense. When people talk about, you know, Second Amendment, we have to restore that right. No. We should be going the other way, right? We should be creating headroom here. No, I'm not going to go and get a permit because that's an infringement on my right.
Exactly.
You know,
or when people would come to me and they'd walk into the restaurant and think they were being cute when they would show me a fake vaccine, you know, card. And I would grab it out of their hand, rip it up, throw it in the trash. What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
You know, no, you're playing the game still.
That's right.
You're still asking permission. We you know, in addition to all the other things, when they attack us, we got hit hard on our reviews, all right? They try to destroy our online reputation on Yelp and Google reviews and everything else. So the next chance that I got, I'm always looking for an opportunity to hit back hard and stick it to them, right? So we had made a custom anti-woke flag that we now fly proudly, in addition to our 18-foot American flag flying off the building. And again, here they come with the reviews, you know, calling us homos and calling us, you know, telling, you know, trying to shame us, saying that I hire only gay people, which is
insane. I thought that was supposed to be a good thing. Like, so now it's the opposite.
I have big, strong men working at the restaurant, right? They can't stand it. And, you know, it's a very masculine vintage place. When you walk in, man, you feel like you're back in 1950, right? And we don't use, you know, tablets at the table. We don't do any of that stuff.
Yeah, you're not scanning your QR code to order.
Yeah, no, the guys in black shirts, black aprons. I mean, old school food, vintage everything. When you walk in there, you feel like you're in America again. And so for us, you know, every chance we get to fight, we feel honored and we're proud to do it.
Yeah, well, I'll fight alongside of you any day. Can't wait to get there, Basilicos. It's really something that you you know, stick out. It's almost kind of disappointing, Tony, that, you know, being a person of heritage and morally upright, and a person who staunchly and unafraid just stands up for the core values of the country and, you know, of your family and your heritage. It's a shame that that's an anomaly these days, but unfortunately it is. And so my message is, folks, bring your kids to a point in their lives where they understand that sacrifices have to be made in order to advance forward.
Advance forward like a Roman, right?
Yeah.
You know, go Roman on them. You know what I'm talking about.
100%. Tony Roman, thank you for being a shining example to what American heritage should be. And we appreciate you being here today as well. God bless you, sir.
Same to you. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Of course, anytime. Love that guy, that Tony Roman. Imagine if every city had a dozen business owners that were more Tony Roman-like. If you find yourself in that Huntington Beach area and you don't go to Basilicos, you too will face extreme accountability if I have something to say about it. Why do all these doctors tell us that we need to have 6 cups of vegetables and 6 cups of fruits every day? And who the hell has time to cut all of that up? Who has time to make sure, who has time to just sit down 6 times and eat a cup of vegetables, let alone 12 times? But people who have healthy diets live longer. They don't have cancers. They don't have diabetes. They don't fall susceptible to the bio-warfare attacks at the hands of this murderous corporate crime syndicate. Yeah, so you should have 6 cups of fruits and 6 cups of vegetables. Well, since I don't have time, I started taking Field of Greens. This was something that was told to me by a friend of mine who actually happens to own Rumble. Chris, CEO of Rumble, told me, you know, you should try this Field of Greens stuff. Tried it, have all the energy in the world. Then he arranged for them to advertise on the program. It's awesome. You'll feel the difference immediately. Plus, when you go to the fake doctor next time, they'll say, hey, whatever you're doing it right. Don't change a damn thing. And guess what? If the doctor doesn't say that, and if you don't feel more energized and you don't feel more healthy, Field of Greens will give you your money back. Plus, I've arranged for 15% off with Field of Greens. Okay, 15% off if you just put in promo code STU when you're checking out. A lot of promo code STUs going on here. But if you go to fieldofgreens.com, you get your 6 cups of fruits, your 6 cups of vegetables, you'll be more healthy, you'll have tons of energy, you'll feel it immediately. This is like instantaneous results. I've never felt better. Your skin, you know, clears right up, all these things. Go to fieldofgreens.com. If you use promo code STU, you get 15% off, plus an additional 10% off if you auto ship. That's 25%. Fieldofgreens.com, promo code STU. We'll be right back.
What if I told you there was a hostile alien species that controls your appetite, sleep, and focus? Invaders that urinate and defecate throughout your body whenever they are hungry. We call them parasites, and they are the root cause of many health issues that result in pain, suffering, and death. The Purge is our solution. Purge Suddenly offers a unique blend of 17 detoxifying ingredients, including black walnut hull and wormwood, scientifically proven to not only kill parasites, but to destroy and flush them out. If you've never gone through a parasite cleanse or didn't do it the right way, our proven formula prepares you for a complete and total victory. Increased alertness, weight loss, and clear skin are just a few of the potential benefits customers have reported back. Kill the parasites. Destroy their eggs and build a big, beautiful wall inside your body to keep them out. It is time to purge suddenly. It's you or them. Make your move now.
I really wish I didn't have to bring you this disgusting news. But you know that holster company that I've been working with as a sponsor for the past 4 months, Vanish Holsters, they've just been banned. Yeah, even though they're legally allowed to purchase it, Amazon, Google, and Facebook just banned it for sale to more than 7.7 million Americans who live in a certain state. Now, the good news is they can't stop me or us from getting it in their hands, or in your hands, for that matter. Now, crazy enough, the reason that it was banned is because that holster, Vanish Holster, enhances the concealment of a weapon better than just about any other holster on the market. And even better, it works with 99% of all semi-auto handguns. It works without a tactical belt. It lets you carry in multiple positions. It carries two fully loaded magazines. Best of all, using my link, you get it for $40 off. So lock in your special pricing right now. Go to vanish.com/stew. Again, that's vnsh.com/stew. Again, vnsh.com/stew. So there's a lot of hormones in the human body. Hormones that we start off with a lot of, but which gradually vanish as we age. You don't produce them like you used to. For example, testosterone gives young men superpowers, but vanishes as men enter their 30s and 40s. So another one of those powerful hormones in the human body is insulin growth factor 1, or IGF-1. IGF-1 is a hormone of youth. It helps with joint health. It helps building lean muscle. It helps burning fat. But besides a mother's milk, there aren't plentiful sources for it all the time. And that's a shame, because it's a powerful and effective hormone to take. It might even prevent heart attacks. Now, you can get IGF-1 from store milk and from steak, but the best way to maximize your intake is with a supplement. Of course, this is why people supplement protein and creatine and hydration and all kinds of other vitamins. Yes, IGF-1 you can supplement. Dr. Bruce Fong has 25 years of experience in supplements. He's the expert on IGF-1. He runs getigf1.com. Visit with the promo code STU. That's getigf1, then the number one, IGF, then the number one.com, promo code STU. Let me do that again. IGF, the number one.com, right? IGF1.com, promo code STU. Dr. Fong joins us now. Bruce, thank you so much for coming back. So am I right about all of that?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So to clarify, IGF-1, or insulin-like growth factor 1, is the primary motivator of all the beneficial effects of growth hormone. So when the growth hormone is present in our body, the liver actually puts out somatotropin C, also known as the IGF-1, and it does everything you said. It actually promotes repair of tissues. It promotes a diminishment of certain kinds of inflammation, redirecting the immune system, putting on the lean body mass, helping to repair damage to the body. So you name it, all the different things that you can think of with growth hormone are actually there because of the IGF-1. And so with that being said, we have a ability to bring that into the human body without any sort of dangerous side effects, not without having to take needles. And honestly, what it is a deer antler velvet extract. Yeah. So basically, in case the audience didn't know this, deer lose their antlers every year and they grow a whole new rack in about 110 days in the springtime. I think hunters know all this.
Yep.
And about halfway through that growth cycle, about 50 to 55 days, if you harvest the antlers and the deer are not harmed, they're just tranquilized. And with the deer that are used by Neutronics are all organically fed and they're all out of New Zealand. So the bottom line is the deer antlers are harvested, and the inside of the deer antler, when you first get that, is just vacuumed out. This is kind of a brownish, murky looking gelatinous thing. And then it's cold pressed. And basically, that's combined with our patented liposomal delivery system, which allows that these growth factors to really get directly into the bloodstream. Instead of swallowing, going through the stomach, it goes under your tongue. And I think Stu is about to demonstrate right there. It goes under your tongue, and the capillary beds under the tongue are very potent ability to absorb things. And when you use a liposomal delivery system, it actually gets that particular compound in there. And you're talking about growth factors. These things are measured in 1/1,000,000th of a milligram. And so these things, you don't need a lot. But the whole point is that it's hard to get them in there because of the stomach and GI pass metabolism. So using the capillary beds under the tongue is just a beautiful way of doing it without having to do an injection. So again, this deer antler velvet is IGF-1, it's IGF-2, and like 13 other growth factors, and it has a lot of collagen in it. It's a complete growth matrix, straight from nature. So guess what? It has growth factors that prevent abnormal growth, but it has growth factors for everything from the things we mentioned about the muscles, it's growth factors of the bone, there's collagen for repairing of soft tissues, neurologic growth factors, the IGF-2 in particular, and neurotropins are in there. Bone growth factors are also in there. So all these different things are there to really, really give me a complete growth matrix.
And yeah, it's like shooting up HGH. This is that really expensive stuff that was banned by the athlete, for the athletes, professional athletes, but this is not banned. This is 100% legal. This is the anti-aging formula. You also have other products at getigf1.com. With a minute left, tell us about some of those. If you're interested in weight loss, if you're interested in glutathione to boost your immune system, all kinds of different things that are available. Tell us about some of that. I mean, you're the chief scientist, the medical expert over at Nutronics Labs that develops all of this stuff. We lean on your expertise here.
So what we recommend at Nutronics Labs is the original product. There are a number of different dosing levels. You can start at 10,000, get 25,000, 100, 200 and 300,000 nanograms. Again, those are 1/1,000,000th of a milligram. These are the things that we want somebody, based on their level of need, their activity level, or what they need to repair. And we have a little survey on the site that can help you figure that out, or you can talk to your own physician. That's your basic baseline. Now we have additional products, which are a specialty various needs in the body. We have which we prominently spoke about in one of our previous interviews, was the weight loss product, which has a combination of a lot of different common things for weight loss, including raspberry ketones, green tea extract, garcinia, and citrus arum, which is a fruit extract, but it has the IGF-1 in there. And most important part is it's got berberine. Berberine has been all the rage in all the research circles about weight loss and how it, in a cellular level, through something called a cyclic adenosine monophosphate activated kinase, changes the metabolism at a cellular level of everything. And that actually just drives the whole thing about changing the cells to take in insulin and utilize the sugar better. It changes the body composition. It promotes muscle laying formation. It promotes fat lipolysis or destruction. So that's a great way to go with that. We've got the immune boosting product, which is primarily the IGF itself. And then we add a glutathione to it. Yeah. And a lot of people try to get glutathione, and a lot of times the products are really not so great about it. Glutathione is really necessary for a lot of things, including detoxification of the body. It's an antioxidant. It does a lot for your body in regards to getting the junk out. As an integrative physician, one of the biggest things we talk about with our patients is detox, detox, detox all the time. And a lot of people have these glutathione pathways that just don't really work really well, so they have to actually supplement it. And the stuff that you get out there all the time has a lot of stuff that makes it really hard to get it into the system. With Nutronics Labs, with all the products we have, they're all delivered through a liposomal delivery system. So they actually get right into the bloodstream, like we said. And again, this time it's IGF-1 as well, or the whole deer antler velvet product, like I should say, and the glutathione. And it's got this combination that just can't be beat. You got the effect of the IGF-1 to modulate the immune system, but you also have the ability of the glutathione to help clean out the body, to help the body to reset itself.
Yeah, giving away free stuff too, by the way, if you use promo code STU. I think there's like one or two free gifts or something like that. I don't know exactly what it is, but I know that people are just raging about this stuff. If you want to build lean muscle, if you want to boost the immune system, if you want to lose weight, if you want to be healthier, all of these different things, you got to go to getigf1.com. That's getigf1.com, getigf1.com, and then use promo code STU. Dr. Bruce Fong, I've got 30 seconds left. Final words. Did I miss anything? Anything to add?
A couple other products real quick. We have a great new Man's Edge natural testosterone boosting product. The biggest thing most people don't have in it is the fenugreek, which has really been shown to really boost that testosterone with other traditional ingredients. Again, it's in a liposomal delivery system, and the IGF-1 itself promotes the formation of testosterone. We also have the a sleep miracle product, which we're really proud of. It primarily it's the melatonin, but it's got things like common other things such as the chamomile, hops, valerian, passion fruit, all these things that are traditionally taken, but again, in a liposomal delivery system. So they're all getting into the system. And we have a stress relief product, which is primarily the IGF-1 and a number of things like the valerian root, passion flower, some traditional things that people have always taken. This is another great product. Again, liposomally delivered, really a superior product to anything else that I've seen out there. And it's been very helpful for all my patients as well. But the final word on this, Stu, is that all the products here combined with this growth factors actually make the potent difference. That you've set the foundation for your body to try to keep itself young, for lack of a better term, or get itself set into a proper metabolic balance. And then adding other things for specific problems, it's just kind of a no-brainer. When you put it all together, you have a combination for success here. And of course, we have a couple of other products. We have products for pets. We have some a joint product. And really, you name it, we're trying to always come up with stuff to be very symptomatically effective for all of our patients.
Man, I love this show. We're creating warriors out there, and we're doing it with your help. Dr. Bruce Fong, thank you so much. We appreciate you being here. More of the Stu Peters Show continues next. Plus, later today, we will be live with Alex Jones. We're going to be live with Alex Jones on our Rumble channel. Plus, I'm going to sit down with him for an hour tomorrow to talk to him about space. Space real? Are satellites real? Are aliens coming? Is our government launching attacks on its own people? Was Maui a direct energy weapon attack? Who are the elites behind it? All of that coming up in the days and weeks to come. Tonight, live on the Rumble channel, plus tomorrow with Alex Jones. All sorts of exciting things going on. By the way, remember, Dr. Bruce Fong says go to getigf1.com. We'll be right back.
Taxation is theft, especially when your money is used to fund evil.
Wear a mask. Get boosted.
Corona hoax, mass deception, America controlled by fear. Good news, there's another way. You can stop paying for the crimes and cover-up today through Freedom Law School.
The best thing you can do, according to the IRS's own official auditors, is to stop filing and paying income taxes.
Based on the government's official websites, there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. See the proof for yourself on freedomlawschool.org. Don't wait to drain the DC swamp. Start your journey to freedom from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Starve out the problem. Weaponize your earnings. Defund the swamp and fund the truth and freedom movement today. Go to livefreenow.org and restore the freedom we all miss.
We're seeing unprecedented criminal tax hikes, hyperinflation, a full-blown recession, and it's all part of the grand plan. The billions of dollars that Biden keeps sending to that corrupt, fake Ukraine. The trillions in new taxes that he wants to shove down your throat. The electronic banking system crash, resetting everybody to zero. Checking accounts, savings accounts, 401ks, IRAs, all of it. Zero. But you don't have to be a victim. Protect your money and get up to $10,000 in free silver to do it when you call my friends at Goldco. Goldco has helped to protect over $2 billion in gold and silver for people like you and me. And now they're offering you up to $10,000 in bonus silver when opening a qualified IRA account just for being a supporter of the Stu Peters Show. So whether you want to protect your 50 grand or a half a million or even more, this is your opportunity to protect yourself from our out-of-control, corrupt corporate crime syndicate. Don't be a victim. Call Goldco, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. Or go to goldco.com/stew. Okay, so here's a new one. Incredibly amazing stuff here. Scientists have actually discovered a mushroom that, get this, grows new brain cells. Through a newly discovered phenomenon called neurogenesis, it's now known that the brain can actually regenerate itself, and this exotic mushroom stimulates that process. I mean, they should give some of this stuff to Joe Biden. To learn more about this and the new breakthrough product, go to newtopia.com/stew and use promo code StuPeters10 for 10% off your first jar. I got to tell you, this is a huge breakthrough for anyone who just wants to be smarter. And I mean, who doesn't want that? Again, to learn more, go to newtopia.com/stew. Again, newtopia.com/stew.